what do you call a container to carry garbage out in?
Trash can.
What do you call something for frying things in on the stove?
Spider.
Okay. And now, is a spider flat on the bottom?
Flat on the bottom.
Okay. And, let's see, would you ever call that anything else besides a spider?
Skillet.
And would that be the same thing? Or
yeah,
would that
be the same thing. Some people call them skillets, and I've always been taught to call them a spider.
Mm-hmm. And now, are they made out of sheet metal or
iron?
What do you call a heavy iron container with a large opening for boiling potatoes or something like that?
Pot.
Okay. What do you call something to put cut flowers into in the house? See what I'm over there with all those beautiful roses.
A vase.
Okay. Let's see. Soup is eaten with a what?
Spoon.
After dinner, a woman has to what the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
And then after she puts the soap on them, she has to?
Wash them and rinse.
Okay. What do you call a cloth or a rag that's used for?
Dish rag.
And what do you call a piece of cloth that's used for drying dishes?
Dry cloth.
And after taking a bath, a person dries himself with a?
Towel.
What do you call the thing at the sink where you turn the water on and off?
It's a... What do you call it? Got one in there. I don't have to turn on it. It's steadier on it. Well, it's a... I don't know what it's called. But it's a... Leak?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever call that thing a spigot or a hydrant or a faucet or anything?
Well, I call it a faucet more than it, you know.
Well, now, what would you call the same thing if it was on a barrel, same way you turn it on and off? Would you still call it a faucet or would you call it something else?
Yeah, it's called a faucet, but there's another name for it.
Mm-hmm. You mean to mean it's on a barrel?
Yeah. I got one at channel chicken house.
Like a bung?
No, bung, that's top of a barrel.
Oh, okay.
That's a pure top of the barrel, and this faucet is screwed in there.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it was out in the yard?
You call it spigot.
Okay. Let's see, if it got cold the other night, and the water in the pipes froze, and so the pipes...
Busted.
What do you call a large wood container that might hold meal or flour?
A bin.
Okay. And what's something that has, that's made out of wooden staves and a great big wooden thing? People don't use them much anymore. But it's sort of shaped sort of like that.
It's a barrel?
Uh-huh. In the old days, sometimes lard or molasses would be displayed in a store. Have you ever heard the term molasses stand or lard stand? To mean the place where it was displayed in a store?
Well, it's just called a display stand, you know, molasses.
Well, would you ever call it a molasses stand, or would you call it...
Just call it a stand, as far as I know, folks. You could use it for different things.
Okay. To get a liquid from a larger container into a smaller container, what sort of thing do you use?
Shape fun.
Okay. To make a horse move, you have to crack a
whip.
And to make an ox move, what might you use?
Well, you crack a whip.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bags, shopping bags.
Okay. And what would the bags be made out of?
Well, they're paper.
Okay. What's a very large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? Great big one.
Well, that's called a sack.
Okay.